Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Is that me? Are we on? Is this thing live? What is up, champion? Sam Crowley, December 10th, 2015. I am fired up. I got an amazing show for you today. Oh my God, I'm going to jump out of my damn pants. I'm so excited. It's like my hair's on fire. What's going on, Sam? Did you win the lotto? Did you have a big sale? No. Just get excited about the air going around in the room. Why? Do I need a reason? Do I need a reason to be excited? My lungs are working great. My brain is in great shape. My mind is intact, although some of you may argue with that. I love the greatest review I've ever received on iTunes was from a gentleman in the UK. If you're in the UK, you can search iTunes. I don't know if you knew this, but if you go into iTunes and you scroll all the way down to the bottom of my show, any show, just down to the bottom of the iTunes store, doesn't matter, whatever you're looking at, you'll see the emblem of your country's flag. So, for example, if you live in the United States, you'll see the good old stars and stripes, the US of A. If you're in Germany, Italy, Australia, Asia, Korea, whatever, wherever you are, there's 155 different countries represented inside the iTunes store. And scroll down, click on that flag, and you can go into different countries, Poland, Germany, Italy. By the way, you'll see the show represented quite nicely in all those countries I named. God, I love my fans. I freaking love you guys, man. Seriously, where else can an ex-stuttering college dropout, 20 college credits, most of them gym and health class, for crying out loud, get any type of love outside of his family? I mean, I got to damn near pay people to be my friend. Not you. You're my friend. I don't even have to pay you. I just need to yell into a microphone every day. But my favorite review is, it was a few years ago. If you search the iTunes store under the UK section, so you got to go down and click the flag till the UK comes up. There's somebody, I think it was like 2013, gave me a one-star review, and it went something like this. I don't have it in front of me. I wish I should have probably been a little more prepared, but then that would ruin the show. He said, "There's something terribly wrong with this man." Or maybe it was something, "There's something disturbingly wrong." It gave me the sense, have you ever seen The Shining with Jack Nicholson? That's what I thought of. He's Yeti. And I thought, you know what? That guy's right. Now, the one-star review wasn't so nice. Kind of sucked, actually, to see. But he's damn right. He's right. There is something disturbingly wrong with me. That's why we're entrepreneurs, man. We're abnormal. We swim upstream. We don't go with the flow because dead fish go with the flow. Are you with me? Can I get an amen? So I'm off to Orlando, Florida. I'm going to speak in an event tomorrow morning, fired up and focused and ready to crush it. Talk about like your hair's on fire, man. I'll be up at like 5 a.m. pinging off the walls, doing push-ups in the room, throwing back a gallon of coffee, water. I don't even care, man. Just ready to rock it. And I'm thinking about, you know, I'm all excited. You're excited. You love your life, right? I mean, say it. I love my life. I love my life, Sam. No, I mean, say it. I love my life. I love my life, Sam. No, I mean, you gotta freaking own it, man. You gotta own it. Say, I love my life. I love my life. Just keep saying it because you know what's going to happen? You're going to love your life. Do me a favor. Look in the mirror and smile and try to stay depressed, okay? Now, think about everything going wrong. It's the holidays. You got to buy gifts. You got aunts and uncles and family members coming to the house that you don't even like. You see them once a year. Well, I got to pay $100 to feed you. Oh, my God. Where are you staying? Oh, jeez. Anyway, smile. Look in the mirror. Say, I love my life. I love my life. It's corny. Okay, it's corny. What's corny? You're going to a job for 40 years, getting the gold watch, put out the pasture, and dying of a heart attack on a Monday morning at 9:30? Come on now. Say, I love my life. I love my life. I love my life. I love my life. What if? Think about this. This is what I wanted to say today, actually. It took me 5 minutes, but I finally got to the point. What if your single greatest accomplishment in life was that you actually enjoyed your life? Like, this was it. You know? That it had nothing to do with a job, had nothing to do with a business, had nothing to do with a bank account, a car, anything like that. But what if your single greatest achievement was you enjoyed life? Wow. That would put you in the top one half of 1% of the people in the world. You know what I'm talking about? Think about that. And what is it? What has to happen today for that to be a reality for you? Just today. What has to happen today for it to be the single greatest day you've ever lived? Outside of getting married or having a baby or anything that is really, you know, having a child. I don't think there's anything greater than that. You know, the miracle of life is trumps everything. But outside of that, you being born, child being born, what has to happen today for it to be the great single greatest day of your life? And why are you not positioning yourself to make that happen? You know, what is it? What's standing in your way? Remove it, man. Just remove that block. We all have blocks. I got mental blocks. You got mental blocks. But you know what we do? We remove those. If you're driving down the street and there's something standing in the way, you got a tree, something, you got to get to that. You got to get home, man. What are you going to do? Not go home? Not see your children? No, you're going to get out of the car. You're going to do everything you can do to get that tree out of the road. It might take you 6 hours of slowly moving it 1 inch at a time till it's off the road. But you're going to get that damn tree out of the way and you're going to keep driving. But man, I'll tell you, some sort of mental block comes up in life and we're like, oh, I'm out. Take me out of the game. This sucks. I knew it wasn't going to work.
Sam Growling told me to buy those lotions, potions, bills, and making and get a business going. All that stuff's in my basement. I knew it wouldn't work. I got a cousin, brother, uncle, sister, aunt, nephew, niece. They tried it. They told me it wasn't going to work. I'm not listening to Sam Growling anymore. Every day's Monday for me. Wednesday's hump day. Thank God it's Friday. I'm going back to the weekend 1 day a week. That's all I need. Every day can't be Saturday.
Stupid. Stupid. I love my life. Say it. I love my life. Say it. Scream it. I love my life. Wherever you are, man, turn to the person right next to you right now. Say, I love my life. And they're going to look at you like most people, like you blew a dog whistle. They're not, first of all, they're going to ignore you, hoping to hell they didn't just hear what they thought they heard. Oh, my God. I'm in the produce section. All I want to do is buy a head of lettuce and celery. What did you just say? Excuse me, ma'am. Put the celery down. Put the celery down. I need to tell you something right now. Ma'am, put it down. Okay, it's down. What is it? I love my life. I love my life. I need you to know I love my life. That's it. You can pick the celery up again now, ma'am. Everything's fine. That's all you got to do, ma'am. That's it. You're welcome. Free advice from the Everyday Saturday guy. The man who is mentally and deeply disturbed. Off to the land of Mickey Mouse to share the Everyday Saturday gospel. But before he does, he wants to command you to have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.